And now for the title, Why Outsiders? Well, it seemed to me appropriate for several important aspects of ballet, art, American contemporary ballet, and even myself. I started ballet when I was about 20, so I came to it as an outsider. And while that certainly had drawbacks to a career as a professional dancer, it ultimately has become one of my most valuable strengths, because it allowed me to see this art form like most people will, from the outside. But I think in some ways every ballet dancer feels like an outsider, because ballet is so demanding and requires so much from the body, even the best, luckiest dancers are often missing something central to the technique. One of my favorite dancers, maybe the best living dancer I ever saw, lacked turnout, the ability to turn the feet very far to the side, which is so fundamental to ballet technique. She more than made up for it, and she was also one of the hardest workers in ballet, so that weakness perhaps became the source of a strength, but those kind of things can really make you feel like you're not supposed to be a ballet dancer. But more importantly, I think that situation is fundamental to the artist in general. If you combine a highly individual point of view with a deep-seated passion, you have the recipe for art, and you also have the formula for feeling like you don't belong. But the visionary, or the exception, is by definition on the outside. So they are the ones that show us what lie beyond the boundaries. And I think probably just about every one of us has a part of us, which is our own, which is individual, which doesn't fit in, which longs for a place in the world which doesn't quite exist yet. That is perhaps the artist in us,